Harness racing in Tasmania on Friday night is at the Wivenhoe Showgrounds in Burnie, a 7-event program commencing at 4 minutes past 5 o'clock. As it stands, races 1, 2, 3, and 4 on Sky Racing 1, the last 3 races on Sky Racing 2. There is a heatwave going across Australia which has caused the abandonment of a number of race meetings, so it may pay to just check the Sky Racing screens in case the last 3 races have been upgraded. Trainer Ben Yole is well represented on the program. He joins us online to have a chat about a number of his runners. We're not going to go through all of them because we don't have that much time. Ben, we'll kick it off with Give Me the Night in race number 1. Comes up with Alley number 2 and was a winner in Hobart 3 starts ago.
Yeah, he's been going terrific. He's been good to every run lately, and he's a very good stand horse. So I think it's a big drop in class just the way the claim falls, and I think he's a good chance.
Where Rook Harry draws outside of the front row, the always a competitive horse that's been placed in 2 of his last 3.
Yeah, look, he tries his absolute best. Terrific little trying horse, and he'll be thereabouts. He's a good stand horse, so he stepped good, and he'll be up on the speed. He can do a bit of work.
And he's a rummage. He's got good standing start manners as well. That's where he's recorded 7 of his 16 wins.
Yeah, he's a bit like Give Me the Night. He's probably well into this sort of race and down in class on his last couple. So back to the stand starts, which is what he likes. He's much better performed horse in standing start races.
Race 2 on the card. You're well represented here. We'll have a chat about 2 of your runners. The first runner is Macatelli, who was a Devonport winner 3 starts ago, where she over-raced in front and was still too strong.
Yeah, it's just a hit and miss mare. She sort of gets a bit too keen, and when that happens, she over-races and runs herself into the ground, runs her race as they're going along. So if she can just relax, I think the stand start's going to really suit her. So hopefully she can ping away quick like she has at the trials, and she won her 2 stand trials very easily. So, yeah, she's a chance.
And got the goods, follows out some good beginners from his second row draw.
Yeah, he's a good standing start horse. He's won a few stands for us, and he's just returning to form. He was a good run last start, 3 out the trip, so I think it's a big drop in class for him.
Race number 3, you've got a couple of runners drawn well here. Altana Blue, a winner 4 starts back, draws the pole and gets into this race nicely with the 5-point concession claim.
Yeah, he's probably down in class a little bit too with the claim. That's the way this coastal placing heats are working. Good stand horse. He won at Burnie last time, so I'd expect him to be close up again.
Will he be one a weaker race 3 starts ago, but should settle close from the draw?
Yeah, he's the opposite. He's going up in class. He was a good winner at Hobart, and he's run well since. In his trial, he stepped very good, so if he happens to lob very handy, he should run top 3 or 4.
Yep. A couple of runners in race 4, but just the one we'll have a chat about here is that Coffess Hustler, who's always there around the marks, and this is sort of a suitable race in this lowly rated event.
Yeah, this is back to the class she needs to be in. She's got brilliant gate speed, so we'll look to use that tonight, get up on the pace and give her a chance around a track like this.
Race 5 on the program, you're well represented. 2 runners I wanted to have a chat about. Chiller Breeze, first of all, finished 2nd in Hobart behind Street Kid, where he was a good run, and another one that's got a handy standing start record.
Yeah, he's been really good this time in. He's probably the soundest I've ever had him, and soundest anyone's ever had him, I reckon. His speed have really come good since he's had a spell, so which shows in his form he's really having a dip, and he's good stand. He won at Burnie last time after doing it tough, so he can do a bit of work. Probably won't have to draw 1. Hopefully he can ping across, and if he can lead from 1, he should really win.
And some Dan should appreciate a drop in class with the 5-point claim for Troy McDonald.
Yeah, he's down in class. He steps good. He's coming out of running in the Tassie Golden Apple Heat. So this is a big drop in class on that, and he shouldn't be far away.
And well represented in the final event on the program, but the 2 runners we'll have a chat about is the Lemon Drop Kid, who draws handy in Barrier 1.
Yeah, he's just a front-running horse. Hasn't had any luck at all since his last win. He sort of just keeps drawing really bad, but he comes up with a nice draw here. Mark jumps on, stand start, around Burnie. If he led, they wouldn't get past him.
And Pink Ponder's racing well, just draws the top of the track.
Yeah, she's going terrific. She's been a sort of a revelation because she came here with not very big wraps on her and To sit outside Todd's last time and run second, I'm sort of very, very taken with the run because she's not very brave. So she's just in a purple patch of form, and if Gareth can get her to go away well, she should lob handy and be very competitive as well.
Yeah, stable, well represented. Ben, there's just some of the runners you've got running around at Burnie on Friday night. Who do you reckon your best winning chance is?
Give me the night.
Give me the night. Appreciate the insight into your runners, and thanks for your time.
No worries, Doug. Thanks, mate.